For News Talk 1620 WTAW, here's Brian Mayer, Jason Bayensky discussing the economic impact of possibly moving A&M games for renovations to Kyle Field.
It's a little bit closer to home, and that is the report that we got about economic impact yesterday. And then we also found out that you were among a group of people who met with the chancellor. Now, I know you can't talk about necessarily what was discussed in there. I would understand that. But can you give us some background as to when you knew about the meeting and then when it would take place and what you'd be talking about?
Well, I was hoping I can use Congressman Flores's line of it's classified. And if he couldn't tell you what Hillary Clinton had to say in their briefing, I could tell you the same. But
right.
And then you were supposed to ask Congressman Flores for that $38 million.
That's right. Well,
he could write a check today and we're done.
That's
so,
it. There you go.
Know, then we'll go on to some important matters. But we had a meeting, the county judge, mayor of College Station, and some of the university officials were in attendance. And, we just talked about, kind of where they're at and the possibilities of building another football stadium or renovating the existing stadium. I mean, my personal feeling is that they're going to, renovate the existing football stadium. It costs too much money to tear down that very expensive, fairly new zone club that's there and those seating, so they can build around it. That would probably make financial sense. It will take longer to do so. You'll have to do it in phases. You could maybe start at the south end and build the new end zone there. You can go to the student section, build another section there, and eventually go over to the alumni section, build another section there. But that's not going to happen overnight. It costs more. You've got, expense of interest and not sure what the interest rates are going to be like in the next few years and construction prices. So they're anticipating a higher cost in doing that. But by doing so, keeps the games in Bryan-College Station. So otherwise, as soon as the last game's over with in a year or two when they decide to move forward on this, then they're tearing it all down and moving the games elsewhere.
There was an appearance that this was a hastily called meeting. Is that the case?
We had it on the books for a couple of weeks. I wouldn't call it a hastily called meeting. That wasn't a last-minute call from the system office to come down and meet. I mean, it's been on the books for several weeks.
Okay, well, I wanted to clarify that. Okay, so now the number that they at least presented seems to be that $38 million is the number. Do you have any idea how they arrived at that number?
I think that they're arriving at that number or that range is the difference between what it would cost if they tore it all down at one time and moved the games for a year or two to Houston, for say, as opposed to doing it in phases in different sections over 3 or 4 years.
There's a big stadium in Austin they could probably use on some weekends. That probably would work. Now, obviously, then they are going to ask you as a government entity to do this. And now I want to talk to you as one member of this council. Do you believe that Brian does need to be that active a member in a participant in the renovation of Kyle Field?
Well, Scott, let me start off by saying that I think as Mayor Brian, I think it's very important that we support our businesses and our citizens and our local economy. And I think if you look at the report that was released yesterday, that it's critical. It could be catastrophic for some businesses if A&M decided to move those games to Houston or Dallas or Austin for a year or possibly 2 years. I don't want to see businesses going out of business. I don't want to see vacant buildings that are, once housed businesses and the property values go down. So it could affect them. We've got people that work in those businesses that could be laid off or no longer needed. And so I think if you talk to our restaurants, our hotels, retail establishments, somehow, some way, whether it's even the car wash down the street or if it's, Home Depot, they're all going to be affected by the absence of those games for those many. And I think you talked earlier in the conversation, it's only 6 games or 7 games. How could that really impact a business? And when you talk to a business owner, they'll tell you that football weekend sometimes equates to maybe almost a whole month of revenue for them. So if you've got 7 home football games, that could be 6 to 7 months worth of normal business income for them that helps them sustain themselves in the summertime when the students are gone and then so. So, I mean, it is critical. I've talked to some of the businesses yesterday in downtown Bryan that the first football game with Florida in town was fantastic, probably the best ever. And so you remove that from the equation, they will have some financial problems. So that is a concern. What can we do about it? Again, we haven't talked about it as a council. We haven't talked about it as a city. Right now, we're looking at the report that was released. Our staff will be hopefully giving us a summary in the near future about their findings and what was said in the report. Could we use hot tax for it? The city of Bryan brings in probably $400,000 to $500,000 a year in hot tax. So we get the very least amount compared to Brazos County. I think they bring in over $1 million, and College Station about $3.5 million in hot tax. So we're a small player in the whole equation. The money that we use those hot tax for, it may go to the Arts Council, the CVB functions, Chamber of Commerce, or the Children's Museum, or the Brazos Valley Museum. Those are important to us. Those are obligated to some of those entities and some of those uses. So we don't have money lying around to put towards Kyle Field. Kyle Station, I was told, has some extra reserves in their hot tax since they receive about $3.5 million a year that they could possibly put towards that renovation project. So this would be money on top of what we already bring in on a day-by-day basis. I do not want it coming out of the general funds. I do not want it coming out of funds that go towards infrastructure costs, improvements, and repairs. If we are able to, number one, participate, because this venue is in College Station, not in Bryan. So that's the first thing we're trying to quantify on the Bryan end. Can we even participate? Number two, we're maxed out at the, 7%. So can we go above?
You're talking about the tax rate there.
The hot tax rate is maxed out at 7% in Bryan. We have an additional 2% that we're paying for the Brazos County Expo Center, and I think that goes on forever. So I think state law allows us to go up to 2%, but I think that, in my opinion, and in the judge's opinion, we believe that it's maxed out for the Expo Center. So could there be some special legislation that would allow us to go up another 2% for this specific purpose? And if so, then that would have to be approved by the voters, from my understanding. So that wouldn't necessarily be a council decision. That would be the citizens in Bryan that would have to discuss that. If we participate and that's what the citizens want to do and this is what the community decides to do, I would much rather see it come out of the hot tax than any other funds, because it's heads and beds. And when those LSU Tigers come to town, or the Arkansas Razorback fans this weekend, then let them pay for it, as opposed to a sales tax increase. Or, now they've talked about the ticket tax. I think it's up to 10% of the price of the ticket can be taxed, and that money would go to College Station, then given to the comptroller's office, and then I think back to Texas A&M University if so decided. So that would be something the city of College Station would have to look into. There's additional taxes they can put on parking around Kyle Field only for just A&M football games. And so that's going to be small amounts in comparison. The parking would be a small amount compared to the ticket tax. I mean, if you've got, let's say, 100,000 seats and average price is, $70-$80 a ticket, that would add up pretty quickly. Ideally, I think, elected officials, and the citizens would like to see what the students can take care of. They've had fees in the past to pay for rec centers and swimming pools and different, projects on campus. I think we're in a tough economic times right now also, and I'm not sure that the governor on down to our state legislators would want to see the students bear that, but that would be something I think that they would have to vote on also. And if their parents want to help pay for that, then I'm all for that also. And I think you can make up that gap rather quickly if you had the students involved and maybe some hot tax or something. But again, it's something we're going to have to look at and talk about. We haven't committed anything. We're just listening right now. We're looking at the reports. I know there's going to be some penalty and some contractual obligations that will hit A&M if they decide to move elsewhere for a season or two. There's companies that do business with A&M here locally that are under a contractual obligation that will have some recourse there. So what is that going to cost? And so all those numbers are being looked at right now, and then we'll come back to the table and talk about it some more. But again, the big player is the city of College Station. They have the biggest, they can make the biggest impact in this decision. But we do understand the importance of those games. Whether you're an Aggie, whether you go to Kyle Field six or seven times a year to watch a football game, those functions do impact our community, more so College Station than they do Bryan, but they do fill up our restaurants and our hotels. We do have several hotels that are on the dockets right now that are coming to Bryan, I would assume because of the SAC and the increase in attendance. So, you know, all those factors definitely helps bring a new tax base to the city of Bryan.
Is that, Mayor Jason Bielski joining us this morning, is that enough if the chancellor says that this is how much money needs to be put into the pot by the entities? Are you asking for anything in return then for that?
Well, again, we hadn't really talked about it, so there hasn't been a discussion. Well, we're going to give you our portion of $38 million, and then we want X amount of seats, or we want to use the field for flag football or soccer games. That would be great if that was a possibility. We haven't gotten to that point. That's a bridge we'll cross down the road and we'll look at. And I think a lot of this came up with City of Waco and Baylor University, and that was totally different. That was a TIF. We could do that. Mm. If they decided to build Kyle Field in the city limits of Bryan on some vacant land that we
he's
had.
He's ready to go on that right now.
Yeah, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it up.
There you go. All right.
We
okay.
could then put him in a TIF, and the money from the restaurants and retail establishments that locate around the new Kyle Field, that money would go into the infrastructure improvements, and we do that all the time, and that's what the city of Waco is doing. Of course, they had this TIF, I think, set up 30 years ago.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it was set up for the new stadium. Right. It was set up for something else that didn't happen, and so they were collecting money out there over the years, and they were able to fit that stadium project into their TIF, and it was a perfect match. I believe it's outside of the campus. It's on the river.
Right.
They're going to bring in new retail establishments and businesses, so it's a win-win for the city of Waco, and I'm sure if they decide to do that in College Station, and College Station came up with 100 acres to put it on, and you can develop around it, then you could take that money that comes in and put it towards infrastructure improvements, but I don't think the money from Waco went into the stadium project. I think it went into bridges and roads and water and sewer lines. And so that's something a city could do because they're bringing in new revenue. This is a totally different situation. More than likely, the 99.9% chance it's going to stay on campus, probably in its current location. Mm-hmm. So the city College Station is not going to be able to attract new sales tax revenue around Kyle Field that they can put into a TIF because it's on campus. So that takes that out of the equation.
What was your meeting yesterday? A monologue or was it dialogue?
Well, we met with the chancellor on Monday, both sides communicated, of course, more from the A&M system. We were there to listen and to see what they had to say, and not knowing all the past information, it was a learning process for us to see where they're at, if they're going to build, 90,000 capacity stadium, if they're going to build 103,000. And, I did weigh in on that. I prefer the 100-plus capacity stadium. If you can bring in an extra 10 or 15,000 participants, and that's heads in beds, that's people in the restaurants, that's people in the stores, that's people utilizing all our, spending their tax dollars in our communities here. So, I definitely voice my opinion on a larger stadium, of course. All I ask for is at least one more seat than the small stadium in Austin.
So, there you go.
as an Aggie fan.
Attaboy.
Of view.
Yeah.
But, I think the chancellor's remarks, that was at least 2,000 or 3,000 more is what it's going to end up, could end up being. But again, that was discussed. So, anything that would benefit our community, our merchants, our businesses, our citizens is what we're looking at. From our point of view, but again, the elected officials hadn't decided anything. We haven't had an ongoing discussion with the city of College Station or Brazos County about what we can do. Right now, we're trying to figure out if we could even participate. Is it legal? Can we do something in another town? Can we raise our hot tax? Because that, you see it in Houston all the time. If you go to the hotels, you've got a sports venue tax on there for Minute Maid Park or Reliance Stadium. And, is that something that we can do? Again, where the visitors pay for it. And then that's something we'd have to go back to the merchants, the businesses, the hotels, and the community, the citizens, to see if that's something they want to do. And I do think it'd have to be voted on by the citizens of Bryan and College Station to implement it. So, there's a lot of variables in play right now. We're just trying to catch up.
Okay, and before we move on, because we will in just a minute, as one member of council, short of putting it on the ballot, do you, and I understand this is organic. I mean, we're still working this thing. Do you see a good way for citizen input so that you can get as many people out there who are taxpayers and Brian to talk to you as a council about this before you even move forward?
Well, you've always got the Hear Citizens segment at the council meetings where anybody can come.
But I know you don't want the whole meeting tied up over something like that. You've got other stuff that go on.
We could look at public hearings in the future. You know, if the CVB and the Chamber of Commerce want to set up public meetings and have the businesses come in, have the citizens come in, and, you know, maybe it's the hotel people today, maybe it's the restaurants tomorrow, the neighborhoods, you know, bring in the various people to talk to them. I think that's something we can work with the City College Station and Brazos County and maybe the CVB Chamber of Commerce and set up some meetings to discuss it. But I think ultimately we'll go on the ballot and the citizens will vote on it. But I do think we need to inform the public, you know, the pros and cons of it. And I think I speak on behalf of all the elected officials that none of us want to see, you know, these games move to a different venue. I mean, we all see the impact of it, whether we saw that report yesterday or not. We knew the outcome of those findings. And so that's something as elected officials we need to look at. But I don't think we need to take our infrastructure funds and our general funds to pay for it. I mean, there's a lot of variables that are going to be in play. Y'all talked about naming rights. I'm sure they're looking at some large contributors to, you know, they did it with Bluebell Park, and and you see it all over town and all over the country in various facilities where they've got naming rights. That's almost inevitable. You can keep Kyle Field. You can call it something else in addition to that. So you've got Bernard Richardson Zone. So that can be done to where they can bring in some large amounts there. I do think they've had a good participation in the survey that they had. I was told that it was the largest survey participation ever for a collegiate or college program. So I think the Aggie Nation is concerned and is excited about it, and I do think they're going to, you know, put forth their dollars into it, and it's important. So we'll see what happens. But again, we want to ensure that it doesn't affect our local economy on a negative end. And like I said, we've already had a taste of it in the first couple of games, and this weekend you've got Arkansas coming to town. Our businesses are going to be excited about it. So, but you know, I think the easiest solution if we did something would be hotel motel taxes, where again you and I as taxpaying citizens wouldn't necessarily have to bear that if you're not staying the night in these hotels. But you know, but you've got to look at the tipping point. If the taxes are too high, will people want to stay? And you know, do you you know? So there's various. It may take a various array of options there, whether it's the ticket tax, parking tax, or something to do it. And again, a lot of those decisions will be left in the court of College Station. So I'm sure Mayor Berry would be happy to talk to you about her thoughts on those. But
we'll get
again,
a chance
Brian's
next week for
a
that.
Smaller player, but we do understand the impact of it, and also do appreciate what all that Texas A&M University does for our community. You take Texas A&M out of this community, you know, most of us would be out of a job
sure.
in some form or some fashion. So we definitely understand the importance of working together.
Thank you, Mayor Byinsky. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.